What's in the news? The high-speed police chase.
The worst part is that they're putting the public, innocent people, at risk.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We are just praying that it does not... Whoa! Whoa!
Stu Mundell reports from the air for KCBS-TV in Los Angeles, and he's busy with all those high-speed chases that often draw national attention.
There we go. Whoop! Oh, there you go.
They often end with a crash. Umberto Jimenez is a California Highway Patrol officer who assists police from a helicopter.
But it makes absolutely no sense when you're putting your life in danger, other people's life in danger.
Like, they have nothing to lose, so they might as well be famous or notorious in this incident.
Yeah, I think some people do think that way, and it's not fair.
And CBS's Jamie Yukis says a grand jury report recommends more training for officers involved in these chases.
There were more than 400 pursuits in Los Angeles County during a recent one-year period, resulting in 3 deaths and 45 injuries. A national review of almost 8,000 car crashes found that more than 90% of them were a response to nonviolent crime.
And it has people like Nick Phoenix calling on police to think twice before speeding up in pursuit. His 15-year-old son Jack died when he was hit by a fleeing suspect.
It's incredibly dangerous for a car to just tear through town. So then they're going to chase the car and encourage that? I mean, it's crazy.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.